IT's AI margin squeeze. Meta's ad system under NHRC lens. Festive gig hiring gets a quick comm boost. Zetwork files updated DRHP for IPO, plans to raise ₹2,600 crores in fresh issue.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Right, India's IT sector is facing a new margin squeeze as AI changes the value of traditional tech work and clients push for deeper discounts. Large enterprises are reportedly seeking discounts of around 20 to 30% on new contracts. Google, for instance, has cut $50 million from a $200 million HCL tech contract, while Meta has reduced part of its vendors' contracts, including with Wipro. Now, analysts expect operating margins at IT services firm to fall by around 0.5 to 1 percentage point in FY27. The pressure is coming from smaller deal sizes, aggressive pricing, and what analysts describe as AI-led deflation. But there is a shift in the competitive landscape. Mid-sized firms such as Persistent Systems, Emphasis, Zensar, and Coforge are gaining from vendor consolidation as large enterprises look to reduce the number of technology suppliers they work with. And the pressure could actually last. Ambit Capital expects the industry to be only halfway through the AI deflation cycle, while BNP Paribas estimates AI could reduce annual revenue growth by at least 3 percentage points over the next 3 to 5 years. Now to Meta, where its advertising systems are facing scrutiny from India's National Human Rights Commission. The NHRC has sought reports from Meta, Meta and Gurugram Police over allegations that sexually explicit and pornographic content was promoted through paid advertising on Meta's platforms. Now, the three parties have been given 7 days to submit action taken reports. The commission wants Meta to explain how the content entered its advertising system, including details on the accounts involved, payments targeting, reach, and the human and automated checks used before approval. Now, Meta has also been asked to examine whether alleged use of Meta's promotional tools violates India's IP laws, while Gurugram Police has been asked to investigate through its cybercrime unit. Now, the police have been asked to preserve electronic evidence, including account information, payment records, metadata, and IP logs. All right, moving to the festive season, companies are already ramping up hiring for the annual shopping rush. Recruitment platforms expect gig and temporary hiring to increase 15 to 20% this festive season across e-commerce, retail, logistics, and quick commerce. Quick commerce is expected to see an even sharper increase, with temporary hiring projected to rise 35 to 40% as platforms expand categories and delivery operations. That comes after gig and temporary hiring grew 25% during last year's festive season, while quick commerce share of festive spending increased to 12% from 8%. Now, there is a wage impact. Frontline salaries could rise 8 to 10% in the second half of the year, although labor law changes are expected to result in a more modest 5 to 8% increase in take-home pay. Now, companies are also offering attendance rewards, retention payouts, productivity incentives, and referral bonuses to attract workers during the peak season. Increasingly, some of these temporary workers could become permanent. Adecco India estimates around 25% of seasonal associates could move into longer-term assignments. So, festive hiring is increasingly becoming both short-term staffing exercise and a way for companies to identify workers they may want to retain. All right, on to our last story. Zetwork is moving closer to its IPO after filing its updated draft red herring prospectus, or UDRHP, on August 13th. The tech-led manufacturing platform plans to raise up to 2,600 crore rupees through a fresh issue alongside an offer for sale of up to 96.84 million shares by its existing shareholders. Now, the fresh issue proceeds have a clear debt repayment component. Zetwork plans to use about 1,250 crores to repay debt at the company level and another 550 crore towards borrowings at subsidiaries. Now, the remaining proceeds will go towards unidentified acquisitions and general corporate purposes. The OFS includes shares being sold by promoters Amrit Acharya and Srinath Ramakrishnan, promoter group entity CreoWage Innovations, as well as investors including Peak 15, Axel, Lightspeed and K Capital. Now, Zetworks numbers, if you look at it, revenue from operations rose 40% to about 15,913 crore rupees in FY26, while adjusted EBITDA increased more than fourfold from 97 crores in FY24 to about 421 crores in FY26. And if you look at the order book, manufacturing order book also doubled to about 12,370 crore rupees in FY26. Also, there is a possibility of a pre-IPO placement of about 520 crore rupees. If that happens, the amount raised would be deducted from the fresh issue. So, as Zetwork heads towards the public markets, the key numbers to watch are its debt reduction, improving adjusted operating performance, and the scale of the OFS by existing shareholders. Alright, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Uncontrol. A big thank you to our reporters from the tech and startup team for bringing you these stories. Thank you so much for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. bringing you everything you need to know from the world of tech and startups, minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilipkumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.